First thing is, why is there a statement? Because I thought about this, and I hate to walk out of here with things I wanted to say because of the questions I didn't get a chance to say. So, I'm gonna go through this, may have a piece or two here or there, and afterwards, whatever you want to ask. I think the first thing is the pacemaker. And I'm gonna give credit, Dr. C in Arizona with the White Sox. I was down there for mini camp and third party camp where the ministry camp started, and he noticed that I wasn't running. So he's the one that got me to get checked. And had he not pushed me, and I'd gone in again, I don't know when or if I would have had to run. This February, I had a pacemaker installed and was cleared by my doctors to begin spring training. That's good. A periodic check of the device is mailed. You put it on there, they send you the information. Later, identify the problem. So during that batting practice, on August 30th, I was asked to come into the office. I had no idea what. And I was informed of the issue. And they convinced me that it was serious enough where I had to take the uniform off and I had to be tested by doctors the next day. So I went to Rush, was tested, and their diagnosis was that there were issues with the pacemaker. I went to Arizona because that's where it was installed, that's where all my medical records are. So the solution was to update the pacemaker in Arizona and not to return to that manager without medical clearance. Now, every year since the early 90s, the 80s, I would take the physical first part of February. Privately on my doctor at the mail, which I did. So this preceded it. During the annual private exam, a second health issue also was diagnosed. I decided to delay confronting it until the off season. While I was inactive with the pacemaker and not a uniform, it was suggested to me that maybe this is a good time. Rather wait another 3 weeks to get a check. I went and got checked. The result is they corrected that there was an issue that needed to be taken care of, so a corrective plan has been developed by my medical team, and implementation has already begun. I informed the White Sox of the second issue while I was out of uniform dealing with the pacemaker. In fact, it wasn't really until a while with my family, I said, okay, well, it's fun, but talk about it. As I previously stated, I continue to request privacy related to my health issues. Appreciate those who have respected that request. My prognosis is good. I want to thank everybody who's reached out with well wishes related to my health. Now, this is important. At no time this season did either issue negatively affect my responsibilities as White Sox manager. And you heard me say, well, 2 years, I learned early on, you got to earn respect and you got to earn trust. And when you have trust, it never lie. So, sincerely say that anything that you saw this year as a White Sox manager was energy, decision make, whatever. There was nothing related to the two issues. Now, however, that I'm in the treatment program, it's become obvious that the length of the treatment and recovery process for the second issue makes it impossible to be the manager in 2023. The timing of this announcement enables the front office to conclude filling the manager position with their all-season Fridays. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the season. Our team's record this season is the final reality. It's always about what your record is. And people will look at it and say, well, you know, you did this, that was good, or you should have. But we are our record. And it's an unacceptable disappointment. There are some pluses, no doubt, but too many minuses. These are lessons that I was taught early on that have saved over the years. In the major leagues, you either do or you don't. Explanations come across as excuses. Respect and trust demand accountability. And I've lived faithfully with that during my managerial career. I understand the ultimate responsibility for each minus this season belongs to the manager. That's accurate, because there's always something else you could do. I was hired to provide positive difference-making leadership and support. Our record this year is proof I did not do my job. Now, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, what's going forward. The 20 and 21 seasons were important positive steps for this organization, and then it would play off baseball. We take pride in the 21 season because our team dealt with the pressure of being labeled a favorite and still won and earned a division championship, and in fact posted winning records in each of the season six months. Now, why did I mention that? I started to have had more time to kind of chronicle how many times a team has looked good, and in fact, after you sign Liam and you trade for Lance, what you got, young players, you're older. Did you become in that division the favorite? And in my opinion, you guys can check this. In my opinion, more times than not, that pressure is such a distraction that the team fails to survive it and prove that the experts were right. And we did. And I think that says a lot about what's in that clubhouse and what they can do when their minds are right and as they continue to improve during that play game. Last year they won the division with that pressure and those expectations. In 2022, we have some movement in the wrong direction. Whether you win or lose, but now especially, but you actually win or lose. We did it for one last year, but especially if you lose. The key now is to figure out what is right versus what's wrong. I'm convinced this process will be productive in our organization. Players will be receptive. The future for this team remains very bright. Almost done. At no time have I been disappointed or upset with the White Sox fans, including those who at times chanted fire to me. Never disappointed or upset. A little embarrassed. They come to games with passion for our team and a strong desire to win. Loud and excited when we win, rightly upset when we play poorly. I have an example here, and I'm going to add one more that we just talked about a little bit ago. A great example of the support game 3 of last year's division series. No disrespect intended to any of my other teams and their fans. But that night, it was the most electric crowd I personally have ever experienced. Those are White Sox fans. What I would add, for those of you that remember 1983, the night we won the division with Harold's sacrifice fly, it's not like it is now. Fans jumped the fences and ran on the field. So we had this amazing experience where we were all celebrating. Fans were all around us, congratulating, hugging. I mean, it was, I'll never forget it. You can't do that anymore. So I think about the fans in 83 and 2021 game game three, and that's why I say, you'd never be disappointed or upset with a White Sox fan. Just have to understand, you know, play as hard as you can, as good as you can. And here's the last part. Because of what I said, you take the good of 2021, mistakes of 2022, you analyze them, you figure out how to get better. I'm sincerely disappointed that I'm leaving without the opportunity to finish what I was brought in to do. I was fortunate to hear White Sox St. Louis and opened it with a happy ending. I do not like this one, but the health is more important. But I will always appreciate the chance to come back home to the White Sox. Ending your day with many more good memories than disappointments. That opportunity in 2021 is the latest example. I've said many times, no manager in the history of the game has ever had more good fortune than I have. That's it. Thanks.
As Tony said, he will answer your questions. So, keep some organizations, raise your hand. I'll call you and open up for questions, Bruce.
Tony, first of all, thanks for all your cooperation and help with me personally. I can't speak for anyone else. Happy trails to you. I wonder if there's an opportunity for you to stay in this organization. Have you talked with the front office about any capacity that you would stay in Chicago with the team?
Yeah, I mean, right now I'm totally consumed with, you know, getting back to Arizona and getting back into the plant. And also, I mean, this is the end of the season. Front office been thinking about this. There's been no discussions, no thoughts about it. So I just know at some point, you know, I'm gonna have a bookstore that I'm gonna open.
Tony.
Yes.
Your players are in here. What does that mean to you? And you know, people were wondering what sort of relationship you'd be able to form with these guys. What relationship did you form with these guys over the last 2 years?
Well, that's a bad question to ask. Sorry. It's so based on emotional relationship you have to do with people. It's clear when you move. In our family, and we're together, I believe in caring, the family feeling, and the last thing I said to the players in the meeting was that I love them. This has been I can't be more thankful. I mean, I was out 10 years, so walk in, see not just the talent, but the personalities. The way it came together, and that's why I'm upset and disappointed. This is going to work. It's going to work next year. But yeah, I've worked hard to earn the respect and trust. But I'm also upset that I let them down this year.
Tony, when you look back now, and you know it's good that your health is good now, what do you think didn't go right this year? What can you analyze that didn't work for the team?
Well, yeah, it's a very fair question. It's going to be a non-answer. Because, I mean, I can say the truth, which is what the organization doesn't want to do is publicize what we're going to work on to do better. You watch the games and you saw things that hey, yeah, they're better at this. You know, we did better last year than this year, so I'm not against specific. I just think it's not productive. I will say this, though, this kind of ties in with Bruce. I've already told, you know, Jimmy and there anything that I've learned in the last 2 years that they don't have access to? So everything that I've learned, and I've learned a lot because I've been around some great teachers, will be part of what they consider and how they go forward. So,
in the middle, Cheryl.
Hi, Tony. When you look at these last two seasons, how different was this managing as opposed to your other managerial jobs?
So I heard some of that.
How different was this experience these last 2 years as opposed to the experiences you had before as a manager?
Well, actually, it's the difference is like with almost every manager in history, you get the job because the club is struggling. That was true in 79 and 96 and 86. The difference was I walked into a club that's ready to win, which is really a break. I mean, everybody wanted to do that. And we won enough, to celebrate one time. So that was the difference. Everything else about it, building the team together and playing hard, playing the game right. The difference was here that this club was then and is now ready to win.
Mark James. Tony, do you have any feeling on what this team does need for leadership going forward, or are you planning on providing any input on the next manager, sir?
You talking about leadership and manager position?
Yeah.
I'm going to pull for the White Sox in every way possible. So whatever they want, the opinion they want to give, you give them anything. I'll do it. You got to know what you don't know. I don't know how to soften the stubbornness in Jose Abreu. I ask you, hey, how do you make this? You got to go out there and rest once in a while. I don't know. We could have a lot of fun, Like I said, I don't know how to spend. Dampen that burning light that Tim has, the professionals, which I have. I guess it's a really good group. And it's been a really hard year because it took me a while to actually have an idea. Where my priority should have been. Any chance of hearing it or zero, but they will.
Tony, I want to ask Bruce, echo what Bruce said. I want to thank you for being a kind gentleman. And again, looking at your team here, what's your greatest memory that you'll take away from your time with these guys?
I think it was walking in last year and I felt comfortable early on. I thought it would take longer. I felt like I was going to be part of the team and they were looking for me and the staff to help them. And that's where their future is. You got to care enough to want to get better. You can't be dumb enough to think you know more than you know. So my memories of this club are even later with the player pitcher game. It's a fun club, and they didn't have as much fun because they didn't like losing. I hope they remember that and fix it.
Jesse.
Tony, you mentioned your prognosis is good. if you overcome these health issues, you want to manage again, or is that, is this it?
Right now, 100% focus is doing what they tell me to do, get through it. You know, there's some length to the process. And I saw a baseball player in a walk out the other day. So, yeah. All I know is, you know, the love of the game is will never die. And it's the only thing I really want to do, except I think I can run most of it.
Bruce? Tony, if there were no health issues and the standards that you keep for yourself, would you have...
Say what now?
I said, if there were no health issues, would you have come back after this season regardless, knowing you had a mentor?
That's a good question, only because, you know, I have a process. You know, I talked about it, it's in a couple of books that I use every year. At the end of the season, I don't care what your contract is, you want to be sure that the people that make the decision still want you. And if they say they don't want you, then you walk away. If you don't stay because they don't want you to stay, I don't want the money. If they say they want you, then you got to go to the players. If the players don't want you, then, you know, then you're a fraud. You're going to have a career to stay around. And the third one would be, you know, you still want to manage. There actually there's a fourth one this year for the first time, and that is, which I thought about it. You know, there's enough negativity in my managing. I'm worried about being a distraction to the ball club of the organization. So that actually the fans could decide that as part of me personally. But it didn't, you know, I don't know the answer to that, except we think I did all right, so we did. But it's academic numbers. I never had a fan as a fourth thing before. It's always just a few things.
Tony, thank you for your time. Okay. Appreciate it. We're going to transition to Rick Hahn.